Wes Wyatt, what's up, brother?
Whew, racking and stacking, my friend.
Man, that's what we do, don't we? Are we living the dream or what?
Living the dream.
It is. It is. It's. We talked about it a minute ago on, and love what we do and do what we love, and man, we're doing it, aren't we?
We are, and there's nothing better.
There is nothing better. It's almost like somewhere like I think I mentioned with the girl at the checkout lane, you know, how are you today? I'm perfect, but I'll get better. And that's right. That's what I do. If I need to get better, we just jump on and do one of these, and life is great, right?
Oh man, we've had so many just incredible guests, and you know, today is no different.
It is no different. And a fun thing today is, you know, we've been doing a lot of out of the industry, I guess, if you will, because we've been blessed to run into so many really great people that bring sales advice, coaching advice, whatever kind of advice. But today we're going to go back to the industry to a guy that is a friend, a pal, a brother that I've known for many years now. We've worked together in the past, and we're just going to chat business in the metal roofing world business a little bit with a guy. So Brad Kern's going to be on next, and I don't know, we could chat or bring him on, or what do you want to do?
I say we just bring him on.
Should we bring him on?
Yeah.
Just bring him on. And by the way, go ahead and eat your Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to do that.
I'm a little bit jealous. I feel like if we're going to do that in the future, you should let me know. We're going to, well, I guess I shouldn't while I'm on air though, should I? I need, I can private chat you and tell you, take me off the screen. I need a bite of chicken wing.
All right. Right? I'll do that next time.
All right. Let's go get Brad.
All right.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
There he is. What's up, brother?
Here I am. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm good. As I think about it, as we kind of signed off there with Wes, I am mad I don't have a chicken wing, but I just realized.
You know, hey, everyone needs a good chicken wing every now and then.
I could be. The problem with Wes, I dine with Wes now and then. And I told him I'd never bring this up again, but now I just decided I'm going to, is that Wes is one of those guys, I try to be nice. Would you like that last quesadilla? I don't necessarily mean I want him to have the last one. I'm just trying to be nice. Fork, just like that, is over.
Yeah. I'm watching. That'll teach you to offer.
And I told him, I said, quesadillas and chicken wings, I'm okay with. If there's an extra piece of pie or cake, I'm not offering.
I'm the opposite. You can have the sweets. I'll take the salty.
There you go. Well, hey, see, we'll be okay together again.
Yeah, we do just fine.
And the key is, again, because brother, as I've said before, we've been around a mile or two together, have we not?
We have spent many days on the road together in the backwoods of numerous states.
Yes, so we have. Yes, we have.
It's been a lot of fun over the years. We've learned a lot from each other, I think.
Yes, we have. It's been great. And I'm just pleased that you'd come on today, because you're in a new role, relatively new, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks in or whatever it is?
That's right. Yeah. I'm a brand new guy in this role.
Yeah. So rather than my screwing it up, tell us, you're VP of sales, and give us the whole poop there so that I don't screw it up.
Yeah, I guess if we're going to be very, very official, I am the vice president of sales for the Mazzella Company's metal division. So what that is our metals division encompasses Sheffield Metals and New Tech Machinery. Mazzella Companies is a company holding group, if you will, owned a privately owned company. Been around for many, many years, generations, and they got their foothold in the lifting and rigging and overhead crane type business. So for many years, so big industrial cranes and everything that comes along with that. Fast forward to the mid-2000s, and just a random turn of events allowed Tony Mazzella to purchase Sheffield Metals. And so he kind of went from an overhead crane guy to also a metal guy. And 10 years later or so, mid-2010s, New Tech Machinery became available for sale, and it was a perfect fit. A lot of Sheffield Metals engineering had been done through New Tech Machinery. It made sense not to allow someone else to buy New Tech and switch some things around and then void all the engineering and testing that Sheffield had done. So Tony said, I know how to beat that system. I'll just buy new tech as well. So that is why the Mazzella Companies is in the metals division, owns Sheffield Metals and New Tech Machinery. And about 6 weeks ago, I accepted the role of vice president of sales. So I kind of lead the strategy and the sales functions over those two companies.
Nice. Well, and it's nice that it's a perfect fit for you, because everybody in the industry has known New Tech for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think most people know Sheffield Metals. So let's break them apart just a little bit. Sheffield Metals is not a roll former, right? That you supply coil generally right. to the standing seam industry, who would use the New Tech machinery, right?
You've hit the nail on the head. That differentiates Sheffield Metals a bit from our competition is that all we do is we sell painted coil and sheet. So we do not roll panels. Basically, as to your point, heavier gauge, a lot of 24 gauge Kynar PVDF. That's our bread and butter. That's our wheelhouse. We do some SMP paint systems. We do some 26 gauge metal, but our bread and butter is 24 gauge PVDF, which then, you know, 9.5 times out of 10 serves the standing seam industry. So then therein the sister company comes into play. We sell machines and we engineer our engineered systems, our engineered roofing systems, are engineered back to New Tech machinery. And so we have the, basically we have the stapler and we have the staples. That's the way we do it.
I like that. And it's nice from a customer standpoint, because if they want to get into, roll forming standing seam, they've got an automatic supplier that knows the equipment better than probably any other supplier of metal coil would know, right? Because you guys have worked, the companies have worked so close together for so long. So it's really seems like to me a big win for the customer.
Yeah, I'll tell you the resources we have at our fingertips are, it's great at Sheffield. I mean, you know, from Sheffield's perspective, to have the manufacturer of the machines as your sister company, we have access to all those engineers and all those really smart people who are making the machines and putting them together. So we definitely have an inside track that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So speaking of steel for a minute, what's the, you know, I know you've probably got a crystal ball right there behind your St. Andrews. Right. It's a big one. Big crystal ball.
That's right.
How was 2022 in your world? What is best as you can predict with a crystal ball that, probably, I look at crystal balls in today's environment like with a big blanket over them, right? Because we don't know for sure. But what's your gut feeling at Sheffield right now? What's the steel world look like? The metal roofing world look like?
Well, so of course, to understand today's steel world, right? And I'm sure your audience, you and your audience, are very well versed in what the last couple of years has looked like. Right. Kind of have to understand what our industry has done in the last couple of years. And the 2021, it just, you know, went crazy. Prices just started to just go up and up and up and up and up. And it seemed like every month, and I say seemed like every month, it literally was every month, another price increase, another price increase, another price increase. So they started to, they just kind of flew off the handle in 2021. 2022 rolled around and we started to see some prices come back down. And of course, it's just like the gas pump, right? When you go fill your gas, the prices go up by a quarter and they come down by a nickel. Right. And so that's, you know, a little bit the steel industry kind of did the same thing. So they, you know, they didn't plummet down as quick as they rose, but they've come down, they've recessed a little bit. And I think we're kind of starting to see what we would call the bottom. We hope anyway. We think we're seeing the bottom. If you would ask our material managers, they would say that the mills are tightening up, they're firming up. So we're seeing a little firmer prices. We even see them tick up a bit. So we kind of went up great big, come back down, and now we're starting to tick up. We're probably 10% up in the substrate cost over the last 60 days or so. So nothing to stress out about, but we kind of feel like things are tightening up, firming up a little bit. And we're hoping we're going to start seeing some stability in that, because it's been quite difficult for our material managers, our buyers, our purchasers, and then us guys on the sales side trying to keep up with what the market's doing. So we're looking forward to some stability.
Yeah. And stability is pretty important, right? I mean, the increases is one thing, and but everybody was taking them. So everybody was in the same boat. So the largest concern there, of course, was do we hit the tipping point with the end user that just stops buying because it's just hit a point of I'm done. But we never seem to really hit that particularly. So as long as you don't hit that, I'm just paraphrasing and looking for your input. But my take is everybody's in the same boat there. So it's not the increase that's important as much as the stability, right? I mean, guys trying to, you from your end, as well as the role former out there trying to buy product, trying to price jobs, when there's no stability on pricing, that becomes a disaster for guys, right? Or very tough, at least.
Well, it does become very tough. I mean, these are guys trying to bid and quote jobs and firm up their pricing. And we're doing the same thing. We're trying to bid and quote jobs and put realistic numbers to it. It just makes things very difficult. Yes, ultimately, you're right. The whole market was in the same boat. So if we were putting out price increase letters on the weekly, so were our competition. Right. But it's just tough. It just is a tough way to try to run your company and for our customers to try to run their companies. Right. So that's kind of what the steel market's doing. Of course, on the machinery side, things are definitively more stable than trying to chase the substrate steel.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that, and I know that you're a pretty innovative company and new tech always have been. Anything new coming down the pikes that we have seen or will be seeing at upcoming shows? I'm sure that you can divulge. It's not like top secret behind the wall.
Well, I'll tell you this: without the thing that is imminent, it's just almost ready to come out. And we've been saying this for a few months now, so we're starting to sound like a broken record. And I think actually you've had Tom Laird, one of our account managers, on your show before, and he mentioned the Borden Batten panel that we're getting ready to come out with. It's a Borden Batten profile. It's super exciting. A lot of demand in the industry for it. We have a backlog already that's just piled up. So we're excited about that. That's again, imminent. And then there's always just other things that we have in the back of our mind, initiatives we have, panels, profiles, machines that we think we can run, maybe even different markets, right? Siding market type stuff, light gauge market type stuff. I don't know. There's just all sorts of things we can do that have historically maybe been done one way. And we can look into the portable machinery and say, hey, is this something we can do from a portable machine standpoint? So New Tech's engineering department, we've just hired on a new director of engineering. We're excited to have him on board. And we're always going to continue to be creative. We're always going to continue to explore new and better and different ideas. And they all hit the whiteboard. It's just a matter of what stays and what goes.
Right. So you, as leading a sales team, I always like to roll back at some point. And we talked about this, I think, and I think you mentioned it a little earlier, but you have a pretty seasoned sales team there. So your role is to guide, to implement, to bring things into play, and to back up the guys out in the field, if I'm correct, more so than just actually out, pounding the fist and this is what we're going to do, because you got a lot of pretty talented people in your organization.
Sure. Every organization, if you're a growing, thriving organization, you're not there on the back of one or two people, right? You're on the backs of a lot of good employees. Both companies, both New Tech and Sheffield, have just that. A lot of good people, both inside and outside, who are on the ground, and I recognize very, very quickly that I surely don't want to go in there and screw that up. I don't want to go in there and ruin a good thing. So I liken it to an acquisition. If a company acquires another company and they go in and they pay good money for a company and they're doing that because they're a growing, thriving company, right? There's no need to go in there and screw it up. Well, just because I've been given this role doesn't mean that I need to go in and screw anything up. We're on a growth trajectory. We've been doing good. So I view my role as just kind of strategically lead, guide where I can, and just be ready for some great things to happen with both companies in the next several years.
So, well, that's exciting because it's I find as you know, I'm kind of a student of the game of sales, been doing it for way long time, and it's fun because on our end of the business, yours and mine both, we're B2B guys, right? We're business to business. But talk to me a minute about your philosophy of business to business, and what I'm going to say is it's still P to P, right? P to people to people. Even though it's a manufacturer selling to a contractor or a metal shop or somebody that's going to either use your coil or they're going to use your machines, you're not selling to the end user. And that's what most people think of as C to C, right? But it's still developing relationships and developing trust and developing those things. Because at the end of the day, it's a, and you mentioned our friend, mutual friend, Tom Laird has been on. It's still at the end of the day, Tom Laird talking with this buyer and how do you put a program together that fits both of you and it's a success. So is that how you, perceive sales in this industry is still that P2P within a B2B mythology, I guess. Does that make sense?
I don't think it matters what industry you're in, period. It's people buy from people. And Randy, we kicked off the beginning of this show talking about some of our travels around the backwoods together and bragging on you, that's just some of the things that you do so well with your customers. Right. And I know this about yourself. We've talked about it, right? That's what makes the soul of a good sales guy is yourself. These are your friends. These are your buddies. These are people. People buy from you. Yes. Do you have a good product? Do you have quality products, quality service, quality price? Absolutely. You have to have that. But the way you build lasting relationships, maintain relationships, and get repeat business is based off of those relationships and those people. And so absolutely it will forever in any industry will be a personal sale.
Exactly. No, and I think he hit it so right on is if you go beyond or you don't go to the people to people and it, you allow it to be simply transactional only, transactional by definition becomes price, right? It just becomes a price deal. And if it's a price deal without any relationship, any trust built into it, then it's that really steep slope, very fast slide to the bottom, right? Because there's nothing else there other than price. And if you allow that to get there and you're not developing that people to people relationship, the only other place you're going to go is price, right?
Well, I mean, so to exactly what you said, but then the repeat business doesn't come, right? We ultimately want to get to the point. I think any sales guy would love to get to the point where they're not out chasing business, right? They can be sitting on the beach and waiting for their phone to ring, right? And when people are calling back, that relationship has been developed that your phone's ringing and you're getting business, you're getting repeat business. You're not going to get that in just transactional relationships.
Right. Exactly. So I ask this question a lot because I always find it interesting and I don't even think there's a right or wrong answer to this one. So trust versus relationship, which comes first? Does it matter? And if are they both equal? What's your take on that? Because there is a difference, right? I mean, you can have a relationship. I'm going to stop and not interject because I just about interjected my theory and I don't want to do that. Trust versus relationship, which comes first, which is more important?
Boy, I you said there might not be a wrong answer, but I might screw this up. It feels like there's a wrong answer somewhere in here.
No wrong answer.
Okay. Yeah.
Only one's more right than the other, but that's only my opinion.
I guess ultimately, even if you do a transactional relationship, even if it's a transactional relationship, you got to have some level of trust there. I mean,
right.
I don't buy a car all that often, right? I might buy a car once every few years.
Right.
But if I go down to the dealership and I don't trust the guy I'm talking to, I'm not going to do the deal. So I guess trust is just you just have to exude some level of trust. And whether that comes from your expertise, you're the industry leader, you're the knowledge leader, whatever it is, you have to gain that. But of course, that trust is grown and that trust is built for that long-term relational stuff over just a continued relationship. So I don't know the answer to your question, but man, it's both and, it's not an either or. You have to have a long lasting relationship again for long lasting customers. You have to have the relationship that's built on a good solid foundation of trust.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's a perfect answer. And I love that, because my take on that is what you just said. If it's fully transitional or transactional only, it there has to be some trust. There may not be much of a relationship because there's not time to develop a relationship. I mean, some car dealers using a car salesman do a great job of building the relationship, right? And you come back every 3-4 years and release, rebuy from the same guy. You send your friends and relatives because you've built some sort of a relationship. But my gut feeling is that the one-off type sales, there has to be trust, period. Because like you said, I'm not going to buy my $300 suit at Macy's if I just don't trust this guy is guiding me in some kind of right direction, right? Guy, you look great in that, but I look in the mirror and I look awful. You know, we don't have a trust, so it got to be a little trust, but probably not going to build a relationship. But I think in what we do, going back to that business to business, if you will, we're looking for long term. We're looking for repeat business, as you said before. We're looking for that continuum to go on. And the only way that's going to go on is to turn that trust, which will naturally develop, I think, with time, into a relationship, right? And once you have both, that's when it gets harder to lose the business, right? Not impossible.
Absolutely.
But it gets harder because not only do I trust Brad, but I like Brad. You know, I like to go have Mountain Dews with Brad or Dr. Peppers. I've met his wife. I like the guy. I know who his kids are. It's kind of important to me to take care of Brad because Brad always takes care of me, right?
That's right. I mean, and that trust is what allows people to know, you know, when I'm buying from someone, it allows me to know they have my best interest at heart. When someone's buying from me, it allows them to know that I have their best interest at heart. And I guess that's kind of always been my approach to selling, right? Because I've spent many a year customer facing out in front of customers in sales. And ultimately you just want to convey the fact that I'm here to do right by you. I have your best interest in mind. I have your best interest at heart. It's going to be mutually beneficial. My company is going to get a sale out of the deal and I'm going to put some money in my pocket because of it. But ultimately, if you're not winning and I'm not winning, if there's not that trust there, it goes nowhere.
Well, and you know what you just said is really important. If you're not winning and I'm not winning, you know, it gets overused sometimes, the whole win-win concept, but it's vitally important because any deal, any transaction, any relationship has to be built on a win-win. And that could be personal. I mean, let's face it, you take a marriage and if it's not a win-win to some degree, it may be bounce back and forth and you win more sometimes, wife win, but if there's not some mutually beneficial reason for me to be here, at some point, I'm not going to want to be there anymore, right? It's the same way in business. If I'm as a manufacturer, make zero money off of you, I may do it on one deal. There's stuff, right? But if I'm not satisfied as a manufacturer, putting ourselves on our side of the table, at some point in time, as nice a guy as you are as a customer, and as much as I like going to your kid's softball game when we're in town, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore because I'm not getting any kind of a win here, right? Same way with the customer. So I think win-win, sometimes people think that it becomes a cliche. Oh, we got to build a win-win, you know, and you put the air quotes.
Yeah.
But I think it's hyper important. Otherwise, we don't have what I just said, a long-term relationship, right?
Yeah. And in the business world, that's what it has to be, right? We've got to make a little bit of money. The customer has to be able to make a little bit of money. Once you kind of get over the stigma of, you know, trying to, someone feels like you're trying to take advantage of them, or, you know, your customers are cheaper than you or whatever it is. That's not what it is. That's not what it is. We're trying to make what we need to make to earn our business. You're trying to make what you need to make to continue on your business, and if we can come to a mutually beneficial agreement, then we're going to have a great relationship.
Exactly. So yeah, it's interesting. So let's as we wind down a little bit, let's swing back to the industry for a minute. NewTek, Sheffield, are pretty much out in the world every day with your sales teams. You're attending different shows. What's the next show we're going to really see you at? There's the NewTek machinery right there. Are we going to see you at IRE probably in Dallas? Is that the next place we'll run into together as far as you guys displaying? Or where, what's up next for you guys?
Well, yes, that would be the next show we're going to be displaying at. We have two quite large booth spaces at IRE. Sheffield has a great big booth, and NewTek has a great big booth. The NewTek booth is always fun because it has a SSQ roof panel machine in there. And so we have a machine that we show. We run the machine. People can see the panels run through it. I'm not sure what profile we're going to be showing at the machine, but at the show, we're going to have it in a big enclosed trailer, something that we're doing new this year. So you will see NewTek in Sheffield at IRE. We basically, all the big shows, IRE, MetalCon, we're at, we do a lot of the regional trade shows, Western States and the FRSA and the RCAT. And so a lot of those regional ones we join in on too. So you see us around. If you're in the trade show world, you'll find us.
Yes. Yes. You always have a great display. And I know many times, I believe I want to say it was at the construction roll forming show, but I could be wrong. I think Tom, did a demo, I think.
Did he really? Show.
I believe he did.
I didn't know that, but yeah, you know, well, when you get a guy like Tom who knows as much as he does, you gotta let him show off his talents.
Well, exactly. And equipment like that, let's face it, guys in our industry, especially the contractors or the roll form people, whoever they may be, they love technology, right? They love the tooling, and they love to watch stuff work. You know, all you got to do is, you know, at a customer open house, right? And we've done some of those together before. You do a customer open house, a metal roll former, right? Rolls in house. All he has to do, if you're talking to a customer at your little booth, is to let them crank up the roll former and start running some metal.
That's right.
They're all gone. I mean, you could be in the middle of, I'm going to give you 40% off if you sign a deal right now, and they're like gone because they hear that roll former running. I don't care what you're saying anymore, right? They love that stuff.
And so that's a lot of fun at the NewTek booth at the IRE is that there'll be metal going through the machine all throughout the show. So it's worth stopping and looking.
It is good stuff. Well, so as we kind of wind up, first, thank you for being on. What last things do you need to tell me about? Because Wes always puts up should ask questions because he's an incredibly good producer director because he always knows that I'll forget. So he makes sure I don't. I know. Can you believe it? Ask questions.
I don't know. Let's see. We touched on a little bit with NewTek, kind of what's coming up, what's new. I'll tell you a little bit what we've got coming up on the Sheffield side. We've historically not focused terribly heavy. It's not that we've turned it away, but we haven't focused terribly, terribly heavy on the architectural side of things, on the commercial, chasing big commercial projects. I think we're going to be, come 2023, I think we're going to see Sheffield doing a lot more of that. So as those big, huge commercial projects come along that need architectural specifications and side-by-sides and all that type stuff, keep us in mind, right? Because that's going to be something that we're heavily focused on, and we're going to put some resources towards that. We're hoping to roll out some new low gloss colors. You know, the low gloss colors have kind of become a thing. So they're currently not on our color chart. There's some one-offs, but we're going to put those as standard colors on our color chart. So that's some cool things that are coming up. Other than that, I think we've done a pretty good job of hitting the high points.
Well, I think we have, and people, we've been scrolling the website across the bottom of the screen, so folks can find you. Let's put it this way: you guys do such a good job. If they can't find you, they're not looking.
That's true. We do. We have a incredibly strong marketing team.
You do.
And it's not by happenstance. It's a very purposeful, very thought through initiative we do. Is that we're out there with a content couple times a week. We're posting new videos, new blog articles. We want to be the thought leaders in the industry. We want when you think metal roofing and you to have a metal roofing question, you Google it, Sheffield Metals and New Tech Machinery are going to be the top hits because of our content that we've put stuff out there, and we want to be the thought leaders. Even if sometimes it may not even help us, it might guide you directly to one of our competitors. We're okay with that. We just want to be the thought leaders in the industry, and we want you guys to think, all the customers out there, all your viewers to think, when we think metal roofing and we think questions to be asked and questions to be answered, those Sheffield and New Tech guys know what they're doing. So yes, we're out there. We're hard to miss.
I was going to say, you're not alive if you don't, at least in this industry, if you don't at least know Sheffield New Tech. And that's hats off to the marketing department, because you know I have a special love for marketing. I happen to believe that not only in the old days you could build a better mousetrap and they would buy it. That was an old saying that goes way back. And you have to have the good mousetrap, but if you don't show people and tell people you have the better mousetrap, they're not going to realize you have the better mousetrap, because they're going to listen to the next guy that happens to say, "I have the better mousetrap." Right. And so you got to continually keep people in the loop, let them know what you're doing. And you guys do it with the technically based type of clientele, the people you'd sell to. I love your how-to videos and it's good content. It's not just, hey, we got this new thing and boy, we just came out with purplish colored red. You know, isn't that cool? You know, you guys put some real good nuts and bolts stuff, that guys in the industry really appreciate it. And you're right. It makes you looked upon as the thought leader. So well done to the marketing department.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. When I started a couple of years ago with this company, I actually even asked the question out loud. I said, are we about out of ideas? You know, I mean, we there's so much stuff out there. We've got to be about out of ideas. And they just laughed at me. And here, 2 years later, we still have a laundry list of ideas and content to be produced. So we'll be producing content for years to come.
Good. Love it. Well, hey, if I don't see you before, which I probably will, because we kind of know someplace we might run into each other.
That's right.
But I will certainly see you in Dallas for the IRE show, and Tom and Lori and whoever else that I know from your great organization. So,
well, I appreciate it, Randy. Thank you for having me on. I know we've been trying to do this for many months. I don't know how you do this week in, week out. Us coordinating calendars for 1 hour was not easy. So
it was not easy, but you know, it's like anything. It's like anything. If it's important to you, you'll find a way to make it work, right?
And therefore, here we are.
And therefore, here we are. And I did not take no from Brad, because you never said no. But okay, well, we'll do another date then. You know, sure. But I understood, because I having you on, I'd like to say it's partially because you're a great long-term friend and buddy and pal and brother, and you are. But I also have great respect for your companies. I have great respect for the well-earned position that you have there at Sheffield and the Mazzella companies, I guess let's say now. And people need to hear from you and what you guys are doing. So I appreciate you coming on and doing that for 30 minutes. So
well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Randy. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Cheers, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Brad Kern, Vice President of the Mazzella Companies, the Metal Division, New Tech Machinery, and Sheffield Metals. Look for him at all the major shows, MetalCon just went by, but IRE, which is the International Roofing Expo, will be coming up in Dallas here in a month and a half, 2 months, whatever it is. Time flies. So hope you enjoyed that. Share it out. Get a hold of them if you need something. They'll be good. I had to take care of you. Remember, love what you do and do what you love. That's why I'm on here today doing this show with my buddy, my pal, my bodyguard, Wes Wyatt, because we love what we do and do what we love. If you don't, find a way to do it. We go a short term here on this lovely planet, so live it, love it, and own it. And go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.